This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. And after yesterday's podcast, I'm feeling slightly better, although some big decisions having to be made with regards to my racing schedule. I'll fill you in on that on another time, though. I'm going to try and put my teeth back in my mouth because, it seems like I'm struggling today. But today we're going to be talking some swimming here on the podcast. Returning guest Andre Peel joining us to talk a little bit about some of the things he's done in the water to get better and improve his Ironman performance. And that's all coming up next. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to theKonaEdge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to theKonaEdge.com/coaching. You're listening to the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming here on the podcast. And we head back to Johannesburg to catch up with Andre Peel. Andre, welcome on to the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Brad. Yeah, it's awesome to be here again.
Andre, as much as you said to me in our first chat that your bike is really your strong suit, your swim is very decent as well. You obviously enjoy it, and you're really good at it.
Yeah, I love water sports, being outdoors. I mean, I mentioned in the earlier podcast that, you know, I was into water skiing quite a lot. I used to do a bit of paddling. Water, sun, you know, the South African weather especially. I mean, you can't really ask for more. I was a decent swimmer at school, nothing exceptional. I probably don't have the best technique, but I can keep a good pace, and I mean, I've only once swum a full Ironman distance in over an hour, and that was a 101. I'm lucky enough to, you know, be a decent swimmer. And then it's about obviously building up the stamina when I build up to big races. But I do enjoy swimming. It's probably not the nicest discipline to train for. It's quite a lonely discipline. But yet I enjoy getting into the pool and kind of hammering it out there.
Do you do most of your stuff on your own, or are you part of a swim squad?
No, unfortunately, I do most of it on my own. I mean, I get my sessions from my coach, but I do very little squad training. That's probably one thing I should do. And one thing if I wanted to improve still is to do squad training with stronger swimmers than me. Because that really pushes you. And when you're competitive, like I am, you know, if there's someone ahead of you, whether it's in a pool or on a bike, then you tend to push harder. So, squad training is, I would recommend it. It's not something I do a lot of, though.
As far as things you have done that have really improved your swim, can you pinpoint it to a handful of things?
Brad, not really. As I say, I mean, I'm a relatively consistent swimmer. I train, you know, hard pretty much all the time. And my distance, or my time, should I say, over the years, I mean, if I go back to my very first Ironman, you know, back in 2000, I swam a 59 minutes, and now in Kona, I swam a 58 minutes. So it really hasn't changed a hell of a lot. I find people that have criticized my technique, You know, I've tried to change a few things on my technique, but it just takes such an incredible amount of time to do technique training. And I believe that, you know, maybe in the sprint distances or Olympic, you've got to be right up there at the sharp end. If you need to get out the water right near the front, because you can't really make it up on the bike or run if you've lost 3, 4, 5 minutes. But in the longer distances, you know, I'd rather spend my efforts on the bike and running than to spend hours and hours in the pool and maybe gain, you know, 30 seconds or a minute, and go to a 57 or possibly a 56 minute Ironman swim.
You make such an important point there as well, Andre, particularly for age groupers who are busy, who've got a life outside of triathlon, that you almost need to draw a line in the sand and go, you know what? You get to the point that's like that law of diminishing returns, where you go, as you say, I don't have an extra 2 hours a week to spend in the pool. I can either take it away from my bike or my run, but the gains are so marginal, it's just not worth it. Was that a conscious decision that you made, or was it just being out of necessity that has happened?
No, I made a conscious decision. I just, you know, it's, as you say, diminishing returns. You know, if you're a 1 hour 40 Ironman swimmer, like I've got a mate who now over 4 Ironmans has literally gone from 1 hour 40 to 1 hour 15. So that comes with a bit of time in the pool and getting fitter and stronger and adapting those muscles. But, you know, if you're a 58-minute swimmer or a 102-minute swimmer, you know, to try and take 2 or 3 minutes off your swim is literally hours and hours in the pool. And I just decided that I can do better elsewhere, even spending a bit of time in the gym, which I certainly have realized now in the last couple of years, and especially with this current injury again, is that it's just changing up the routine a bit and 2 hours in the gym a week as opposed to an extra 2 hours in the pool, it's probably beneficial or more beneficial in the long run.
Favorite workouts in the pool? What do you love doing?
Funny enough, I don't have like a specific section, a specific session that I enjoy the most, but I like mixing it up and I like getting to that target of 4Ks. To me, it's quite important that I know I've done the Ironman distance. I was comfortable with it. And within that 4Ks will be a warm-up, certainly be quite a few hundreds. Those are always the ones that I feel hit you the hardest. You know, you do 25s and 50s. Those are great, but I think the lungs really start burning when you push those hundreds and you only have 10 or 15 seconds or even 5 seconds as the set goes on, you know, between each hundred. So a good set of 10 hundreds is, you know, within a 4 kilometer set is probably my favorite, but it gives me the most self-satisfaction post workout.
When you're really smashing it and in proper training for an Ironman, how many times a week would you generally be swimming?
Probably 4 to 5 times. I'd probably try to get in between 12 to 15 Ks a week.
Okay, brilliant. Well, Andre, I look forward to talking about your bike next time out here on the podcast. Thanks for your time today.
Awesome, Brad. Thanks very much.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you very much to Andre for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. And thanks to everyone who has left us a review. Got a couple in, and I'm asking for a few more. So if you haven't left us one yet, please do. It literally only takes a couple of seconds, and it helps bump us up in the rankings. And you'd be amazed at the difference that it makes. I can actually literally see it in the numbers. When I get a review or two in a day, our numbers are bumped up, which means iTunes is pushing us up in the rankings. So if you haven't done it, please do. It's a way for you to sort of almost put something in the virtual tip jar, so to speak. So, yeah, I would really appreciate it, and I'll give you a shout-out on the next episode of the Cone Edge if you do that for me today. So until then, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.